Black Lives Matter accuses Biden of capitalizing on efforts to defund the police. By Bob Price on November 28, 2020. A founding member of the Black Lives Matter Global Network accused former Vice President Joe Biden of capitalizing on our efforts to defund the police. The organizer of the group's BLM Los Angeles chapter said Biden also tried to condemn the effort at the same time. Former Vice President Biden capitalized on our efforts to defund the police, and then tried to condemn the words at the same time. BLM Los Angeles chapter lead organizer Dr. Malina Abdullah said during a Tuesday morning protest, according to the Daily Wire. Abdullah's comments came at the beginning of a series of protests this week outside the home of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. The protests have a stated goal of depriving the city's mayor an appointed position in a potential Biden-Harris administration. Biden repeatedly claimed to be against the defund the police movement. I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 billion million more for local police, for community policing, Biden told a news station in September, Breitbart News' Kyle Olson reported. We want to be very clear that as we happily usher out the Trump regime, we will not accept liberal white supremacy in the White House in the form of Joe Biden. Abdullah said, it doesn't matter to me that Kamala Harris is your vice president if you're using her black woman body to usher in oppressive systems and oppressive people like Eric Garcetti. In March, Abdullah reminded people of Biden's history of having a lock-them-up approach. Biden has spent his political career advocating a lock-them-up approach that feeds mass incarceration and over-policing. Yet Bernie Sanders has been willing to get to the root of the issue, providing for people's needs reduces crime. Hashtag reimagine public safety hashtag not me, us. Malina Abdullah, at Doc Melly Mel, March 7, 2020. She reportedly accused the former vice president of doubling down on liberal white supremacy if he appoints Garcetti to a position in his administration. On Thanksgiving Day, Abdullah retweeted a message from the People's City Council, Los Angeles that said, whatever we have to do to hashtag block Garcetti from being appointed to at Joe Biden's cabinet. She added, hash block Garcetti to her retweet. Hashtag block Garcetti. Malina Abdullah, at Doc Melly Mel, November 26, 2020. She also retweeted a message that appears to quote her as saying, liberal white supremacy is not better. Liberal white supremacy is not better. At Doc Melly Mel hashtag block Garcetti hashtag Garcettiville at BLMLA at GarcettivillePic.twitter.com/kzegvgst. Lex Roman, at Colexity, November 26, 2020. The movement appears to be angered at Garcetti's refusal to defund the police in his city. The Los Angeles Police Department takes up 54% of the city's general funds budget, Garcettiville tweeted. The tweet was retweeted by Jamie Penn, Raggedy Ass organizer who added, Mayor Eric Garcetti embodies liberal white supremacy. At Doc Melly Mel. Garcetti empowers the most murderous police force in the nation. At Joe Biden's consideration of Garcetti to his administration is an insult to at BLMLA. Hashtag block Garcetti. Abdullah retweeted the message from Pennsylvania. Mayor Eric Garcetti embodies liberal white supremacy. At Doc Melly Mel. Garcetti empowers the most murderous police force in the nation. At Joe Biden's consideration of Garcetti to his administration is an insult to at BLMLA. Hashtag block Garcetti. Jamie Penn, Raggedy Ass Organizer, at Real Jamie Penn, November 26, 2020. We know that we had to protest Donald Trump, we had to get Donald Trump out, Dr. Abdullah concluded. We have to protest blatant white supremacy, but we have to remember that there's a lot of liberal white supremacists. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.